I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. In light of the shooting at a Vegas concert late last evening, we are suspending the Weekend Survive contesting for at least today. Mm-hmm. So if you were waiting to get in on the contest that we're doing for that, we're just... In light of everything that's going on, we don't feel good about that. So we're suspending that. Did you have a social media piece you wanted to promote here?
Yeah, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I just created a nice little post for all of us from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on Alice Radio, sending love and prayers and sympathies and condolences to all the families and the victims affected by the shooting. So if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, you can see the post.
Thanks. Let's see here. Prep for the holidays now at Pacific Sales. Find exceptional savings on appliances and kitchen and bath fixtures. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see details. So here is the latest stuff on the shooting last night. They're saying 50 plus have now been killed and about 406 injured.
Which is a lot more than initially reported.
Uh-huh. They've identified the lone shooter responsible for opening fire last night on the Route 91 Harvest Fest, apparently was the name of this festival. 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. That's where he was shooting from. They'd been seeking Mary Lou Danley as a person of interest. They found her. They say she was not involved in the shooting. He lived in a nearby retirement community.
And in fact, Sarah, they're reporting that she was actually out of the country.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. They don't mention her at all in this. He did not have any previous criminal record.
Did they take him alive?
No, they did not. They actually say, they're saying when they stormed his room, they found him dead. So maybe he heard them coming and took
Killed
his own
himself.
Life.
Okay. 415 is writing, why are you guys trying to sugarcoat it? It was racially motivated shooting in Vegas. How do we know that?
I haven't heard anything about that. Racially motivated?
We don't have terror. We don't have race war. We don't have anything
like
that. I don't
know if this guy was black or white. I don't know anything about...
So 415, if you know something...
Yeah, please text it to us.
Text us the link to the news story because we're not sugarcoating anything.
Yeah.
His
age, they're saying his age does not fit the typical profile in mass shooting cases. They're calling this the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Hundreds of rounds from an automatic weapon before he was killed. He reportedly had 10 more weapons with him in the hotel room. Jason Aldean was performing when the shooting began. He and his band scrambled to safety. He actually tweeted later, we are okay.
Who's Jason Aldean did?
Jason Aldean and his band. He, you know, obviously expressed that he was horrified. So that's the latest. They say 30,000 people were at this outdoor concert.
My initial thought, what is that concert we went and promoted that one time?
Life is Beautiful.
I thought it might be that event.
That was, I think, just last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
okay,
that just
passed. I remember we did one of these big events in Vegas before, and I wasn't even aware of this. What did you call it? Route 91?
Route 91 Harvest Festival.
I'd never even heard of that. So
he was, just a couple of the details that I had previous to that update coming. It was the very end of a 3-day country music festival. There were several long bursts of gunfire. Pauses in between while the shooter was reloading. They're actually saying in this story that he was killed by a SWAT team that had to use explosives to get into the room and take him out. That's totally opposite from what I've just read. Here's the quote from Jason Aldean. Tonight has been beyond horrific. I still don't know what to say, but wanted to let everyone know that me and my crew are safe. My thoughts and prayers go out to anyone who is just coming out to enjoy what should have been a fun night. So there's that. And as we get details, and I'm sure there'll be a we'll both be updating.
It's breaking news. Right. So
we're doing
some of you just waking up are like, what?
Yes, there was a shooting
in Vegas last night.
And as of right now, over 50 people are dead. They're saying 406 injured. And the shooter is dead. American Idol. Moving on to...
Did they hire judges
they did.
To host that show?
They did, and they're paying them significantly more than we had originally heard. We heard that the talent budget was something like $40,000.
Right.
And that they were paying $40 million.
Right.
Much bigger than $40,000.
Well, wait, what?
I was with you.
Grand.
Thank you. Katy Perry's getting $25 million of that, and Ryan Seacrest was getting something like...
15, we thought.
Well, we thought maybe 13, because that left them $2 million.
Oh, all right.
To get two other judges with. Looks like they bumped that up a little bit. So they need this show to be a GD runaway hit. Because according to this story out of TMZ, they are paying Luke Bryan $13 million and Lionel Richie $10 million. Which puts them at like 60-something million dollars for them to put just for the three judges and Ryan Seacrest. Will they have the runaway success hit show that they need to have? Vinny, go.
Well, look, I'm torn because I do think that celebrities, superstars, will bring people into the house. So you hire Katy Perry and you've got a country star and you've Lionel Richie, come on, goes all the way back.
Sure.
So people followed him since the Commodores, right?
Hi.
Yeah.
Is that what, he was
sure.
the lead singer of the Commodores. Yeah. So you get these, and yet the show isn't about them performing. The show is about watching kids perform in front of them.
Right.
So the problem I have is I get why they want star power and big names, but as I watched the show, and I'm not a fan of American Idol at all, but I did watch it, and I felt like the people they hired, the celebrities they hired, were not willing to criticize those kids at all. They
don't want to get booed.
The audience turned on them every time they said anything even remotely negative, and they stopped doing it. I watched it happen. I don't know which season I was watching, but they were just, you could see it on the celebrity's face. They don't want to be booed, and they don't want, so it. What I watched was people go, you know what's great about you? You know what's good about you? And that's not entertaining. That's people kissing ass of someone who's no good.
I don't want to watch some stupid karaoke kid get praised by three people who are just waiting.
Now, I don't know this Luke Bryan kid. Maybe he'll come in and just not give a rat's you know what. And maybe he'll be the guy that says, hey, you know what? You need to find something else to do with your life because you are never going to make it. To me, that is what some of these people need to hear.
The show worked the first few seasons because of Simon, who did not care that the audience was behind him booing. He told them what he really thought and was an A&R guy.
Right.
Like, he was the guy that they would have had to sit in front of if they'd gotten to, you know, go in and sing for whatever label. I think having these three people that they've desperately scrambled to get on there and are overpaid, like, I cannot imagine Katy Perry being like, you suck, which is what some of these kids
She'll
need
never
to
do.
She'll
that.
Never do it.
No way.
So it looks like they're spending, I don't know, $60 million on these four people, and
the
they
thing
need
is,
this to be a out of the park home run.
How do I put this?
Put it bluntly.
Well, no, I mean, I just want to get this out of my head hole correctly. Whether it's in radio, we've all had to send tapes to people and ask, you know, PDs, mm-hmm. Hey, what do you think? Am I your new night guy or what? Whether it's a singer trying out for a band, whether you're an actor who's tried to, or I dated a lady who modeled, she was stunning and 5'10 and weighed 110 pounds, stick figure. And they would tell her, you're too fat. goodbye. Like, that's what really happens to you when you try for stuff.
Right.
In radio, sometimes you just don't get a call and you leave messages. But, sir, any info would be fantastic.
And they call you back and go, you sound green.
They don't even call you back. Are you kidding? They're like...
Well, sometimes you pester them so much that finally they take your call and just lay it out for you. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to work here. We're not a good fit. Goodbye.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what this is like. And when you televise it, especially if you put celebrities on the panel, I just don't think you're seeing a real life tryout in any way, shape, or form.
And that was what was cool about the show to begin with. If there was ever anything cool about the show, it was that it did feel like you stood up in front of three professionals with lots of, you know, even Paula Abdul, you know, she had hit songs. She was a performer. Cuckoo. Actually, her cuckoo-ness was part of the fun by about season three. Anyway, Lionel Richie's officially joined the American Idol judges panel. It's Lionel, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan. Lionel released a statement saying, "I'm very excited to be joining Katy, Luke, and Ryan Seacrest on American Idol. As a singer, songwriter, and producer, I feel I can bring a great deal of experience to the table. It's going to be so much fun. The shooting begins tomorrow." And the judges are going to make their debut appearance on Wednesday's Good Morning America.
Good luck to them all.
Yeah. Brittany, last week we were talking about that new Lord song, and you said you really liked it. Do you have that handy, or should I?
Which one is this?
A new Lord song?
It's not that it's her song. It's that it's a remake of another song that we are familiar with. She did a thing for BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge, just some English thing, and it's a cool version of a song that we all know. And Bryn came in and said, "Hey, that is pretty good."
I didn't hear this. Well, I didn't hear the conversation, and I didn't hear this.
We have a lot of conversations in secret.
Yeah. I like it. Let's do this. Lord. It seems like you caught Brynny off guard, though.
A little bit.
Apparently, she was trying to convince someone that this particular person she's covering is the best.
This person she's covering.
Yeah.
My first knee jerk was, oh, a version of Brandy, great. Just what we need, another one
Brandy.
Of those.
Sail us a Brandy. You're a fine girl. What a good
wife. Wait, what was her?
Be such a fine
why did I do
girl.
It? What was her quote again? This person is so cool.
She basically says that she, I don't know, it looks like she was attempting to convince someone that this person is, oh no, this person's the best.
The best. This person's
the best.
This
is the person to listen to. Did you find it? All right, here we go. Is this person the best?
Was that?
And it's Lord covering
Lord
this person.
Lord covering this person.
You want to do it now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, tomorrow.
I thought he was going to guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Who's bigger?
Well, I mean, you actually mentioned Lionel Richie earlier. There's a guy who went solo and pack of lies.
I'm not crazy about this.
Oh, no?
No.
I love this song.
I love this song as well, but it's so...
She has like her certain delivery. Did you find out how old she is?
20.
She's 20, yeah.
Well, anyway, there you go. She did it. You can listen to this whole thing, too. Can we post that somewhere?
Sure.
Yeah. Vinny, I have bad news this morning for you. I actually...
More?
Really? I was thinking the same thing. More?
No. More bad news?
Not nearly as bad as that. I was kind of trying to be funny, forgetting for a moment that there was some really bad news.
I just looked something up real quick. Of course, there's Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's...
Michael Jackson was in a band.
Sure.
So
there are a few pretty successful people
right
out there. I couldn't think of any at the time.
Well, the Michael Jackson comes up and you go, oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
That was in a band. Right. Right.
That's true.
Sorry, you were going to say some more bad news for me.
It looks like the third installment of the Sex and the City movie thing is not happening. I know that you've been waiting on this for a long time now, and they did have a great script. They had a very funny, third installment.
The second one was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't so good.
I liked it. I mean, I like them, and it was always nice to see them, but they were blaming it on Kim Cattrall. Like they're coming right out and saying it was her demands. Because I guess she wanted them to back some other project. Yeah, I'll do your movie, but you have to finance these deals over here.
Kim Cattrall?
She was Samantha on the show.
She famously, there are always rumors coming out of that production.
Yes, that they didn't get along, about that there was some fighting.
Issues, personality conflicts there. Is that pretty standard?
For that show, it does seem like that's what you hear.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah. That there have been other snags and it was her.
She saw this the other day in a tweet and then tweeted out or said something to an interviewer that I said I wasn't going to do this last year. Why is...
She says, the only demand I ever made was that I didn't want to do a third film. Mm. And that was back in 2016.
So there.
So Sarah Jessica Parker said on Thursday that the third installment of the Sex and the City movie franchise has been canceled, with a report claiming that co-star Kim Cattrall's demands sank the film. It's over. We're not doing it, said Parker. I'm disappointed. We had this beautiful, funny, heartbreaking, joyful, very relatable script and story. It's not just disappointing we didn't get to tell the story and have that experience, but more so for that audience that's been so vocal in wanting another movie. The Daily Mail reported that Kim Cattrall had made things impossible by demanding that producers back her other film projects. And then they go on to talk about the series wrapped in 2004, but continued on the big screen in 2008 and 2010.
Well, let me ask you this. Why can't they just back her other film projects? What's the problem?
Apparently that wasn't what the problem was, Vinny. She just said, I don't want to do it. No, I have other things to do. I don't know what she has to do, but...
Well, maybe she just doesn't want to be enjoy her money.
Sure. Right? Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's too bad. I hate that show and the whole way that thing's set up. I can't watch it. But I can see how people would love it. The whole her talking, her diary moments, and then, you know, you launch into those...
funny little stories about Sex and the City.
Right. Mm. Trying to find love.
Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, it was definitely a great show.
You didn't love the movies, though, huh?
Or the second one. I liked the first movie. You know, funny you say that, because I watched the second one yesterday for about half an hour.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I just went,
Is that the one where she finally does wind up married to Big?
She was already married to him, and then she was bored with his relationship, and he was all, you know, sort of larger, watching TV. She was just bored with it. And then I don't know why they ended up going to...
Dubai or Abu Dhabi,
yeah, whatever. Which
you don't remember that?
No, why'd they go there?
I don't know if she was doing a book signing. I don't know what it is, but at one point, some of the ladies pulled out their
book. Condoms. I can't remember anything about that second one, except they went to, like, somewhere in Dubai. And,
right.
All the Muslims.
Yeah, that's the only
offended.
Thing I remember.
Yeah, they were
about
offended
it too.
By Samantha.
Right.
She
well, she's
showing...
so sexy.
Yeah. Whatever.
I'm just being
I changed
me.
It. I couldn't even get through it.
You don't like her?
Oh, I love her.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
she was my favorite on the show.
Samantha was?
Yeah. I loved her. Was it Smith? What was the name of the dude
Smith.
She was?
Oh, Hooman and I were just talking about that guy.
Oh,
Jason. Jared.
Yeah, he was.
Smith Jared.
He was at Owen's wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, really? God, he's good looking. Why didn't you take any pictures of him?
I did. I posted a picture of me and him.
Bring it in.
You did?
Yeah.
Monty Hall died Saturday of the 90s. He was 96 years old.
It's a good run.
He's the guy who helped create Let's Make a Deal in 1963. He hosted 4,700 episodes. Over 5 decades of hosting Let's Make a Deal.
Is he in this picture of you at the Corinthian Yacht Club?
Oh, is this the...
Yeah, it's on Facebook. I didn't put it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I don't have Facebook.
Oh, you don't? That's
okay. Well, not on my phone.
I'll bring it in there at the break.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Monty Hall's wife of 70 years died back in June.
I know, and he died of a broken heart.
Oh.
It was heart failure.
It was heart failure, yeah. 96 years old. Wayne Brady hosts the current version of Let's Make a Deal.
96. Yeah. Good for him.
That's a good run.
His real name was Monty. How funny.
What's Monty short for?
I don't know. I've never...
Montesus?
Monticello? Montpelier?
Montesus.
I like Montesus. Let's go
Montezuma.
With that.
Montgomery.
Montgomery!
Oh,
Of course we wouldn't know that.
Why would we?
Who's got that name?
Montgomery Ward. All right, go ahead.
From Montague.
Oh, Montague. The Capulets and the...
Did you just make that up?
No, I'm looking it up.
We'll update you on the Vegas tragedy after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by ADT. You can watch the show anytime you'd like. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you right to the Looking Glass. We've got cameras set up in both studios here, and you can check us all out as we dance and laugh and cry and spin around and all the things that, you know.
Spin around? What are you for?
What animals doing here? I don't know. Whatever we're doing.
What's going on at my house all the time?
Well, spinning is fun. I mean, who doesn't want to get dizzy and fall down? Go boom. Oh, right. Anybody over 9. Nobody likes that anymore.
Not
right.
On purpose.
Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Stay in touch with this station and with the world through RadioAlice.com. Before we get into, I'll do a full report of the massacre in Vegas from start to finish of everything we know in 1 minute. How did the concert in town go with Tennyson?
Oh, great.
Remember that was like this big thing, and your son was so worried
about
his brother going into the city by himself to see.
It was fine.
These two kids known as Tennyson who do EDM music.
Yes.
Ish.
It was, it went without a snag.
He went with his friends, saw the concert,
and came, went home. Got himself home. All went very smoothly.
No event.
Nothing to report.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Great news.
Yes.
What happened to your Pats?
I don't know.
It's okay. The
it was
Niners
a sad day at my house.
And Raiders also lost, so... Oh, and Cal lost, too.
Boy.
All our teams lost. All right.
That's too bad.
I'm putting off the story that we've got to do, so let's begin here with everything I know, and then we'll just update it throughout the rest of the morning. There was a shooting last night in Las Vegas. Right now, we have at least 50 people dead and 400 people injured. The shooting took place in an open area next to the Mandalay Bay, a giant casino hotel on the Vegas Strip. There was a three-day concert festival there called Route 91 Harvest Festival. It started on Friday. They say it attracted about 30,000 people. Country superstar Jason Aldean, who was recently named the 2017 Country Music Entertainer of the Year, was on stage closing the festival last night at 10:08 when the shooting began. According to police, the gunman fired from his room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay, which overlooks the concert venue. So he was just firing down into the crowd. They found numerous firearms in his room. But if you want, you can find video of this happening from many people's Twitters. And
some people will want to see that.
The music is going when you hear the gunfire, and it's a machine gun. It's a sound you're familiar with. Even if you're just a kid from making that sound with your mouth, you hear it and it's very scary. Again, 50 people were killed and over 400 injured. The local hospitals are overwhelmed with victims right now. They say here it is the worst mass shooting in American history. Prior to last night, the worst was the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida in June of 2016, in which 49 people were killed and 58 were injured. We do now have the name of the man who committed the crime. And I also have a picture of Stephen Paddock. The only one they have here is of him with his eyes closed. That's the dude.
Older white dude with his eyes closed.
Yeah. Multiple reports are saying he killed himself before police could break into his room, but they found at least 10 other firearms in the room.
I heard on the CBS update that I guess a lot of smoke comes out of guns when you shoot them like
sure,
that, that it
absolutely.
Set off the alarm in his room, and I think that might be how they narrowed it down.
To where he was.
To where he was.
The gunman, Stephen Paddock, was 64 years old and lived in an upscale, older folks community. You know, 55 and older, I believe they are. They say his house, he had a nice house. They even have that, according to tax papers, it was worth about $350,000 in that area. That's probably a pretty nice place.
No one has any idea why this guy snapped, huh? Nothing. Well, I mean, it hasn't even been 12 hours.
They're not reporting yet.
Right.
So there's the latest.
All right. I guess even if there was an explanation, it wouldn't help anything.
Well, and some people, you're seeing now tweets from all directions, news people and various personalities. And one of them I saw was something to the effect of, he's a terrorist. He may be a white guy, but that's a terrorist.
Well, that is domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Timothy McVeigh.
Terrified of a dude with an assault rifle. I'm super terrified.
Right. And Timothy McVeigh was another guy who, just some white dude.
Yep.
Who blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So there's that. We'll bring you more as soon as we have it, but that's... Did I miss anything there, Yuzette?
No,
do you think?
You got it.
That's
covered it.
Pretty much everything we know happened again last night at 10 o'clock. So today's papers
don't even have it.
All right, on to some other nonsense. There's a 30-year-old woman named Erin Mackey.
Okay.
You heard of her?
No, Erin Mackey.
She's from Johnston, Iowa.
Okay.
I guess she wanted to go to Germany for Oktoberfest, but these dang kids, you know, kids, they need to be looked after.
Oh, so she's got some children that are her charges, and she can't just up and go to Germany for
Oktoberfest. Well, she decided to anyway, though. So she flew to Munich back on September 20th and left her four kids home alone.
How old are the kids?
Two 12-year-olds, a 6-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Oh, the 12-year-old's got that.
Is that okay?
No.
It's not. She left them a gun...
Oh.
And some money.
All right.
And said, I'll be back in 11 days.
Oh, my God.
And the kids said, all right, Ma, see you later.
Well, what's he going to say?
Yeah, they're kids. They're like, okay. I mean, you're
in
charge.
Well, we've got a gun and we've got some money, so I guess we're all set. All we need now is lawyers.
Someone called the cops to report the kids had been left home alone. So the kids were turned over to child services, and the cops sent Erin a message in Germany telling her, get your ass home. She's been charged with 4 counts of child endangerment and 1 count of making a firearm available to a person under 21. So she's in big trouble. What does she get?
Her kid's taken away.
Does she?
Oh.
For good?
I don't... think you let that lady keep her kids.
It's one slip. She wanted a party.
It's a big slip.
Parenting classes.
Isn't it too late? She's got 12-year-old twins. I mean, goodbye, children.
One mistake, Sarah.
She's not into them anyway. She's not into them. Now she can go to Munich whenever she wants. They take the kids away and she's like, oh, all right, well, now I'm free.
Yeah, and the rest of us could pay for it.
Yeah.
Great. My new story includes...
we got a picture of her?
No.
Oh, darn it.
My news story also includes another American in trouble.
Oh.
For Oktoberfest nonsense. A 28-year-old man from Texas passed out drunk at Oktoberfest on Thursday while he was wearing his baby in a baby carrier.
Oh.
No word on the charges he'll be facing.
Was this in America here?
Doesn't say.
Or did he go over to Germany for Oktoberfest?
I think he went to Germany. Oh. Is that bad?
Uh-huh. Yep, also very bad. Anytime you're in charge of children, like drinking, firearms, all sort of no-nos.
I lived in that baby carrier. I loved it.
It's the best.
It's the way.
You can actually, you've got your hands free. You can get some stuff done.
Yeah.
The kids all lulled to sleep. Like.
I vacuumed the house, walked the dog, all the stuff I needed to get done.
Yep.
If only you could drive with them in that thing.
Oh, it'd be perfect.
I could have done like 100 things a day. No, you got to get them out. Yeah. Put them in their thing. Forget it. I'm not driving anywhere.
Big hassle. I'll walk.
A 36-year-old guy named Patrick Adams Jr. from Great Falls, Montana, asked a couple of friends to help him move last July.
Good friends will help you.
I actually, as I'm in the middle of a move, think it's the wrong thing to do to ask friends for help with that.
Well, that's because we're like 50 now, you know? But when you're a kid and you're moving, you ask friends for help. That's what you do. As you get older, you realize, it, you know,
they
don't
want to help
too much.
You.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you know that even at 18, I think. Plus, it might hurt their back as your friends get older. You're just like, oh, I'm looking at my friends thinking, none of them can really help. Yeah, that doesn't seem good.
I absolutely had a couple bad lifts this weekend and where I went.
Did you?
Oh, I hope that one doesn't get me tomorrow morning. Mm. Everything's fine, but you know a bad lift.
You lift with your
legs. It's not just the weight. It's the weird shape of things where you're like,
this is
how
unwieldy.
Am I going to get this? Mm-hmm.
Can someone get the other end of this? Isla, over here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was very careful to make sure the kid was out of the way. But even with the missus, I'm like, if you could just keep me from falling over, that'd be great. A couple times she's like, no, stop! Because I'm barreling along with things. And I was for sure going to take the doorway out with, whatever it was.
You don't want to
Does
do
Isla know what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah, she's all good.
Yeah, of course she's all good. She doesn't have to help anybody move.
Yeah.
She's a 4-year-old. She just shows up at the new place.
Well, she's actually wants to help. The thing is, that's not helpful.
She's not helpful. Yeah that's.
Anyway, back to Patrick Adams Jr. of Great Falls, Montana. Right. Asked some friends to help move last July. They say here that they must not have ever been to his house, but they agreed to do it. One of them even rented a U-Haul.
Oh.
To help Patrick Adams Jr.
Wow.
They cleared out his house with him and took two full U-Haul trips to clear the house. Except it turns out that wasn't Patrick's house. He actually lied to his friends about helping him move. He was robbing the place.
Oh, no.
Come on, Adele.
The cops investigated and they finally arrested Patrick on Thursday for felony burglary and felony criminal mischief. He's looking at 30 years and a $100,000 fine. Oh. The friends aren't going to be charged.
Why would they? Right?
They truly thought they were helping the guy move. Hmm. What? We just helped our friend move.
Yeah. They actually should get some kind of certificate of good friendship. I can't believe that.
How do you like that?
If you're going to rob a place, I mean, I guess if you know the people are out of town. But, yeah, oh, man.
That happened on Roseanne once.
Oh, it did? What happened?
The neighbors got robbed because Roseanne didn't know the neighbors, and she thought she was just helping the guys move, and she ended up buying like a little piece of something, furniture from them.
Oh. Well, can I buy that off of you?
Yeah, it was funny. Mm.
Roseanne. It's funny that name comes up.
Why?
The Halloween parties are starting to happen.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was thinking about that. I feel so lazy. I don't feel like putting together.
I know.
Our neighbors.
Can I be peanut butter or jelly with someone?
Oh, that thing is so hot and itchy.
I don't care.
Those costumes were the worst.
I thought you were going to be Waldo.
I can't find the shirt now.
The shirt's gone? I thought it was just the glasses.
I can't find the glasses or the shirt.
Well,
I don't know.
I
must have taken them off at the party. You want to be peanut butter and jelly?
You know what?
Yeah, maybe.
Right. If you did, I might have it underneath the desk.
The shirt?
Maybe. I don't know. I just throw all the Halloween costumes underneath our desk.
Okay.
Maybe
I'm
going
to go through under
wear.
The desk and see if I can find something to wear for Halloween.
Our neighbors are throwing a themed party where you have to do something that starts with an R.
Oh.
And that's why Roseanne came
Roseanne.
Up.
Roseanne.
Be Rocky Raccoon.
Yeah. Raggedy
Ann. Oh. Oh. Those are all good suggestions. We hadn't thought of those, but Roseanne came up. Anyway, Halloween right around the corner. Everyone get ready.
Why did they pick R?
I don't know. They just do a different letter each time.
Oh.
Each year they throw a...
So now...
You know people who are fun and like to do stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I stay away from them.
I know. I don't. Those people are super annoying. The fun people who like to do stuff.
How can you
could
say
be
that?
You could be the rainbow guy. Oh, rainbow.
I got to write all these down.
Be the rain...
Rainbow.
Oh, you could be Rachel.
Oh, my God. Where is she?
You could just be invisible.
She's at a retreat.
Wait, she's still there?
Yeah, yeah.
In Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado. She's
there. And didn't she also go to watch the eclipse in Oregon?
Yeah, she work?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a job, apparently.
No, she's very adventurous. She's, you know, living life to the fullest. She doesn't sit on her couch.
Shut up.
Is she, well, but she'd have to be independently
wealthy.
Wealthy.
Worthy.
Dude, independently worthy of your love.
I cannot get words out today. So what is she, how does she have money?
She's like the editor of some like big wine magazine, Wine Business.
The number
monthly.
One wine magazine.
Probably ever. The world's premier wine magazine.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, what does that gig pay? Must be good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's like probably one of the top 10 writers in the country.
Really?
Yeah, she's pretty important.
Well, you probably get a lot of suggestions for our costumes.
Someone says
now.
Rambo.
Oh, Rambo. Ooh, Rambo's a good one.
Oh, my God.
Rain Man.
Oh my God, you guys, you just, we stopped at Roseanne. This is working out great.
Oh, by the way, someone says that also happened on an episode of How I Met Your Mother. Lillian Marshall helped some people rob an apartment in New York by accident.
Well, you just think you're helping.
Raggedy Ann, Rambo, Rain Man. They're all good. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Is it that time? It is. Well, we'll get any kind of updates that we can on the shooting in Vegas. O.J. Simpson makes the news and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.